There's two ways how to fast. One way to fast is, of course, not eating. Now, let me tell you the secret. There's a different way how to fast in the poskim. It's called, let's say you're about to have like a nice, let's say your wife serves you like a nice plate of food, or whatever it is. You go to your family, because your wife makes you food, you got to eat it. Okay, let's say you go to somebody else, it makes a nice plate of food, and you want to have another piece. You want to finish the plate. Say that Yishonim, if you control yourself not to have that extra piece of food, listen to this. Not to have the extra piece of food, that is considered ta'anit. You just fasted. That means if you go to a restaurant and you're one of those guys that waits on lines in the schnitzel restaurants and you tell the guy, matbucha, hummus, china, kolsa, vekacha, 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 vekacha. But then you control yourself a little bit. You say, no. Leman Hashem. I don't want no hot peppers. I don't want no pickles. I don't want this. That's a little bit of a ta'anit. You just control yourself. Leman Hashem. That's a little bit of considered a fasting. When a person controls his desires. Well, let's take it a step further. You go home. And your wife, Baruch Hashem, is busy. She couldn't make supper that night. It happens. It happens. You know, women are very busy. She couldn't make supper that night. You have a choice. Either you're going to go to a restaurant and order to go food and spend 20 bucks on nothing. Or you're just going to have a bowl of cereal in the house or a peanut butter sandwich. If you have kavanah that I will not go to the restaurant to be mikayim this ta'anit, it's considered as if you just fasted. Do you know how many schuyot we have in front of our faces all day? How much mitzvot a person can accomplish?